Today is Saturday, May 21st, 2022, and this...
They have the nerve to have souvenirs. Like, I want people to know I stayed at Circus Circus. Like, I'm walking around in a fucking circus shirt. Room 18! Whee! Whee! Give me a shirt that says the Bellagio. They should sell that in the lobby. They would be going like flapjacks. Give me a hat that says I didn't stay at Circus Circus. Give me the fuck Circus Circus koozie. Give me three of those.
It's 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 831. Las Vegas, the
honor! Just thinking of all the amazing times that we've had here in Las Vegas.
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
We're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Money, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah! Vegas!
Vegas, baby! Vegas!
Las Vegas is waiting.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight. What's going on?
Not too much. What about you?
I am happy to be here with you this lovely evening to talk about Las Vegas very briefly because we have a super short show.
Okay.
But I will enjoy our time together, even if it is only 15 or 20 minutes.
Okay. And then you'll be off doing other things?
And then we will sit here and stare at each other and not say anything for the rest of the week till till whenever we record our next show.
Okay.
As we do.
All right. Stare at each other? That sounds a little uncomfortable.
A little creepy. Okay. Anyway, we'll text.
Okay.
This podcast is listener supported by our patrons. They are wonderful people. We have a new patron this week, Eddie B. Welcome, Eddie.
Welcome.
Thank you for joining us. He joins some patrons who've been around a while, including David Kahn, Eric, John, Barbara Cavanaugh, and Scott Willis. Thank you
Thank
to these
you.
And all of our patrons. We do appreciate it. If you would like to support the show on an ongoing basis, you can do so at patreon.com/500. We throw some bonus stuff your way as our way of saying thank you. We'll be doing a chat sometime in the next few weeks, probably early to mid-June. Those are always a good time. So keep an eye out for that. And thanks again to all of our patrons for supporting our nonsense. All right. Couple quick news items, then we're going to do a couple quick phone calls, then we're going to get the hell out of here. All right, so as expected, Cosmopolitan is now an MGM Resorts property. The sale has closed, and madness has ensued. Everything has changed. No, nothing has changed.
How many emails have you received from the Identity Players Club?
Oh, yeah, they've been several. Mm-hmm. Several. I retweeted Bill Hornbuckle, the MGM Resorts CEO, who posted, well, I'm sure his PR people posted something from his account about Cosmo joining the MGM Resorts family, and I retweeted and said, congratulations, don't fuck it up, Bill. And that seemed to be very popular. Several other people joined in that sentiment, so I'm sure he'll never see it. But the only thing that has come about so far as a result of the closing of that deal is a frequently asked questions page that MGM Resorts has put out. And I can summarize it, the too long didn't read version. They have, I don't know, a couple dozen questions or something. Pretty much all of them, it's everything is the same right now. We're working on changing. It'll take a couple of months. Quit asking. They didn't say that, but that was that's the implication of it. So we shall see. Everything kind of refers to in the coming months. So it'll take them a while to get everything changed. Time will tell, and I'm sure we will be discussing it as things happen. But that's the status now. Enjoy all the things that you enjoy there as you have enjoyed them in the past and wish to enjoy them in the future but may not be able to.
Yes.
Enjoy. All right. One other quick news item. The rumored Resorts World show for magician David Blaine is now official. It's not a full-on residency.
So you can't play his greatest hits?
No, we're not going to pull out the...
We're not going to sing along.
The tunes of David Blaine. He's going to be doing a limited engagement of 6 shows over 3 weekends between the end of September 30th is the opening date, and December So it's pretty much October. Like, he's doing that last show in September, a couple weekends in October, and then one weekend in December. So very spread out. Tickets for that, if you are a big David Blaine fan, are $60 and up from AXS. They go on sale. There's pre-sales happening now. Otherwise, they go on sale on Monday. So you can check that out if you are so inclined to enjoy the world of illusion via David Blaine. I was trying to find that clip of Michael Jackson, because that would be a fun David Blaine clip to have. From, I don't know what award show it was.
Yeah.
Where you think, I think he was, it might have been when he received like the MTV, didn't they name the Michael Jackson Video Vanguard Award or something?
Yes.
I think it might have been when they named that. And he said, David Blaine, it's impossible to refer to a Michael Jackson quote without doing the Michael Jackson poorly. David Blaine, I believe in you and your magic is real. Something like that.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Okay.
Whatever, Mike. All right. So that's all that's happening. It's been a boring week. Not a lot going on. So I figured we'd just cover those quick things. Then we'll take some listener calls. Do you have anything else? Do you have anything you'd like to discuss?
No. No.
Okay.
I'm good.
I thought I'd throw open the floor in case you had something that's been bothering you that you wanted to get out there.
No, thank you, though.
You're welcome. Hey, did you see that I executed the rare reverse actually on Twitter earlier today?
I did.
Resorts World put out a thing, and they referred to Las Vegas as Las Vegas City.
Yeah, what was that?
I'm assuming somebody in corporate somewhere overseas maybe tweeted that. I don't know, but Las Vegas City, like, oh, I've never heard it referred to as that before. So I made a snide comment about it not being Las Vegas State, and then just waited, just counted the minutes until
someone was like, actually, dick, it's paradise.
It's funny because it's not in the city limits. Why did people feel the need to drop that fact as though it's something interesting?
I don't fucking know. Not.
Anyway, you said it was in the, so I did the reverse actually. Somebody said it's actually in the
unincorporated township of Paradise.
Like, okay, what does that mean? What does unincorporated mean? Mm-hmm. They don't know. They just heard this fuck. They read it in Las Vegas Advisor. And so anyway, I said, yeah, not so much. It's in Winchester. Check your map. Send them back to school. All right.
Lesson learned.
Actually.
Ugh. All right, let's move along. Let's take some phone calls. There are no actuallys in our voicemails.
Okay.
We could actually them, but that wouldn't be very nice. All right, here we go.
Hey, Tim and Michelle. Tracy in Baltimore again.
Hello.
I just wanted to follow up my other call with a few more trip report thoughts. We were able to get in for dinner one night at Delilah's. As you know, it's kind of hard to get into. Enjoyed it. The ambiance was really cool. It was an earlier reservation, earlier in the evening, around 6 p.m. So kind of just the singers, nothing too swanky. I'm sure later in the evening, the entertainment's maybe a little more risque. Our service was excellent. Servers were on point. Our food was okay. My steak was cooked perfectly. My wife really enjoys her pasta. We were a little disappointed in our side dish. It was some seasonal white asparagus thing. It's a German thing. But anyway, I'd eat there again, but there's some other places I'd probably check out first. Also, while we were there, we got to check out the new Parasol Up and Parasol Down. I think they're now called the Overlook and Bar Parasol. My wife and I both thought the Overlook definitely had like a Cosmo vibe. Dark colors, you know, some weird statues, but, you know, it was okay. We like the Cosmo. And then for Bar Parasol, dark brown colors, leather seats, leather bar stools, really cool vibe. I would definitely get a cocktail there. But this isn't an advertisement for the win, so let me see what else happened. We were staying at the Cosmo. Gambling-wise, just did okay. Had a nice run on craps one day, made about $250. And then our last morning, getting ready for the airport, don't you know it, did have a nice hit on a slot machine for about $500. So with those two, probably broke even for the trip. No hand pays, but I'll keep trying. Lastly, we did also do a day pet boulevard pool at Cosmo one afternoon. Shout out to our server, Alana, our hostess. she was great, made the afternoon super fun. Was always, you know, bringing strengths and making great recommendations. So, that was another highlight of the trip. Overall, it was a great trip and, already, trying to plan the next one. So thanks for the show and all you guys do, and stay thirsty, my friends.
All right. Thank you for the update. Appreciate that.
I went through a little emotional journey during the first half of that call.
Did you?
Because
we're having fond memories.
Well, there are two things Germans love: white asparagus and David Hasselhoff.
Is that a I didn't know that.
I was asparagus. In Germany during asparagus season, and
during the big white asparagus. The big it was.
Oh my God! It was.
Is it like served with everything? Is it like fries?
Yes, it was 31 years ago, and I'm still like, nope, I'm good on the asparagus, thanks.
Oh, interesting.
And then
I had no idea.
I miscalculated thinking, oh, it was only 21 years ago. No, it's 31 years ago, and I'm old.
So then you had some trauma over that?
Yes, I did.
You going to be okay?
I'll be all right, thank you.
Let me know if you need a hug later.
Aw, thanks.
All right, thank you for that update. We're going to hear a little bit more from Tracy in a little while. In the meantime,
I think I made the David Hasselhoff joke last week, too.
You can never make too many Norm Macdonald references.
Okay.
I'm okay with it.
True.
All right. Next up.
Hello, Five Hundy, Michelle, and Max. Hey, Max. Squeaky toy. This is Wendy from Illinois. My husband and I just recently got back from a trip to Vegas. We happened to fly out on Friday of the NFL draft. We knew the draft was happening but didn't connect the dots when we saw thousands of people at the airport at midnight. Couldn't figure out why we couldn't get an Uber or a Lyft. Prices were jacked up so high. Ended up getting in the cab line. It went super fast. Good experience, except that we got to the room almost 1 in the morning, and the husband realized he left his phone in the cab.
No.
An hour later, that had all worked out, and we had the phone back, thank goodness. Shout out to Desert Cab Company. Great process for getting that. It cost us a little more money, but... in the end, it all worked out, so we were grateful for that rough start to the trip. We stayed downtown at Downtown Grand. Great experience overall. Nice and relaxed. There were a good amount of people there, which we enjoyed. We really just had pool time during the day. We would get up in the morning, go down and gamble a little bit for the gambler special. Get a few points. I don't remember what it is. The husband knew about it. It was two Bloody Marys worth is really what it took. then we would go over to Freedom Beat and have a half-price breakfast over there, which was good. I would highly recommend their Crab Cake Benedict, I think it's called. Had a Bloody Mary there. Then we'd head out to the pool, which was also a nice, relaxing experience. Didn't do any of the cabana buys or anything like that. Just grabbed whatever seat was available. Again, had a great, relaxing experience. The only place that we really ate that was new to us was 8 East. Oh my gosh, y'all, get you one of everything on the menu. We hit happy hour, so we tried a couple things there, the bao buns and the wings. Holy biscuits, those wings are fantastic. So were the bao buns. Had the sizzling noodles and the brisket fried rice as meals. Just wanted to eat everything on the menu. It was so good. Highly recommend. After a couple days there, we went to South Point for a few days. Again, more relaxing stuff. Just wanted to be by the pool and drink and gamble, which is really what we did for a few days. Absolutely love South Point. We are bowling people, and they have the National Open going on right now. So for us, we stayed, watched a few minutes. That was a good experience. Saw a couple people we've seen on national TV broadcasts. But after a few minutes, we were done because that was very much like home, and we didn't want that. So we experienced that. We left. But overall, South Point, two thumbs up. Great experience there. Love everything that you guys do for us. We are total podcast geeks, so we were listening to you as we were out there in Vegas as well, on the plane, coming and going. Just really appreciate what you do. So thank you so much, and have a great rest of your day.
All right. Thanks for that call. So nice.
So glad you got your phone back, too.
Yeah, I know. That, it's got to be quite a hassle. Yeah, glad you had a wonderful time. Mm-hmm. We have so many calls where people are raving about 8 East, which I'm pleased with because we've recommended it, and I hate when people go somewhere that we've recommended.
But you're afraid that it's getting over...
Well, there's some of that. There's some of that that, you know, the more that you talk about something, the more that's...
People expect...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I also want to make clear, like, they don't sponsor the show. We're not being, when it gets to be this many calls, I'm like, are people going to think that we're like taking money? We're not.
No,
so there's no. Although I do, I will say that Dan Coughlin, who's the chef there, really, really nice guy who we've met.
Yes.
He did send me a Latai baseball cap and a short rib fried rice baseball cap. So I guess technically, yes, I'm on the take. If you think that I would change my opinion for two baseball caps. Full disclosure.
Yeah.
Oh, I can be bought off for baseball cap.
Okay.
Anyway, glad you had a great time. Thank you for that. We're going to hear more from Wendy in a little bit. All right. Next up.
Hi, Tim and Michelle. This is Greg from Kansas City.
Hello.
Recently got back from a 2-night trip at the Mandalay Bay. We stayed at the Four Seasons there, which is the top 5 floors of Mandalay Bay, and it was very nice. Our first full day there, we were walking down the strip and decided we were going to see how many different games we could play at different casinos. Our goal was 20.
I like this.
So we started at Aria and played 3-card poker. Cosmo played high card flush. Played the claw machine at Bellagio. Baccarat at Caesar's Palace. Went to the Mirage and said goodbye to that, because that was going to be our last time there. Free bet blackjack at the Mirage. We did the Double Diamond Deluxe at Treasure Island. Resorts actually still had Sicbo. I had not seen that in a long time, so we knocked that out there. Did the Big Wheel at Slots of Fun. Then made our way to Circus Circus, and did they still have coin in slots there. And we also walked all the way back to the Adventure Dome, and boy, is that a land of sadness. Crossed the street, came back down to Encore and played the Fortune Cup machine there. Went to Wynn and played craps, and of course had the Lemon Drop at the Wynn, which is our favorite drink there. Did Ultimate Texas Hold'em at Palazzo, Roulette at the Venetian, Kino at Casino Royale, Mississippi Stud at Harrah's. We did Pie Gow at the Link, Keep It Straight at Flamingo, which is a new test game there, which is similar to High Card Flush, but it's with straights instead of flushes. Crazy Four Poker at the Cromwell, Let It Ride at Bally's, Video Poker at Paris, and we closed it out with Casino War at Planet Hollywood. In all, we did 21 different games at 21 different casinos, and somehow both me and my buddy were up $200 after that adventure. Took us about 12 hours, 30,000 steps, 12 and a half miles, and it was a great story. Thanks again. Talk to you later. Bye.
That is awesome.
I like that.
I do too.
It's much much better than trying to do a drink in every casino, because
I won't say
we've
better, I'll say safer.
Yeah. More memorable.
More memorable, more
less likely to pass out in the middle of.
Yeah, there are a lot of advantages to
yeah.
it. So thanks for sharing that with us. I appreciate yeah. that. I don't think I've heard of that, of somebody doing that before. So I like that. That's a new one.
Uh-huh.
Good way to pass the day. How fun.
Yeah, good way to mix things up too.
Yep. All right. Next caller, where are we? Okay, here we go.
Hi, Tim and Michelle. This is Tim from Indianapolis. Just got back from a 3-night trip where we stayed one night at Golden Gate and 2 nights at Venetian. If you've stayed in both standard king rooms, the difference between the two is like the difference between staying in a room the size of about a postage stamp in a sprawling palace suite of rooms. But it was our first time staying at Venetian, and we loved the rooms and loved the overall experience. We did stay at Golden Gate because of the 2 free passes to Stadium Swim, so it was worth it because it was a $60 cover charge on Saturday for each person and $30 for Sunday that we were able to skip, and it definitely did not disappoint. We love Stadium Swim. Resort guests can access the pool an hour early, so I got up early on Sunday morning to make sure I got a lounger since we weren't going to be doing a cabana or day bed. Well, when 8 a.m. rolled around, it was just me and one other guy there to beat the rush. And so my wife told me that the other guy and me must listen to the same Vegas podcast, but I take full responsibility for that bad early decision, but would definitely do the same if I came back on an NFL Sunday. It was great to see games there, including a soccer game that was going on and the NBA playoffs that were just about to start. Food for the trip included a couple of 5-Hundy mainstays that were recommended and have been recommended a lot on this podcast. 8 East was incredible, as everyone reports. Of course, we got the brisket fried rice along with the green beans and cucumber salad, and all three were great. Since we did make our way to Venetian for dinner the next night, we hit Yardbird for the chicken and waffles and crispy Brussels sprouts, which was another outstanding meal. But the big food surprise for me came on Tuesday. I decided to try something quick for lunch, and since I was over at Palazzo, went to David Chang's fairly new place, Moon Palace, just off the casino floor. They have double-decker sliders on a Hawaiian roll and hot chips that were just outstanding, and it really might have been the best burger I've had, especially for such a quick, informal place. Other than that, I was able to check out Resorts World for the first time, liked the newness of everything, thought their live music sports bar and sports book looked like a unique place. That would be a fun place to take in music or a televised sporting event. We played a lot of slots and played a lot of poker, but I'll spare you my bad beat sob story. Overall, a great trip where we tried a lot of new things and even came back about even gambling. Thanks for everything you do with the podcast. I love listening to it every week, and look forward to continuing. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Jim. Thank you. Appreciate that report. Yeah, we haven't heard much about Moon Palace, so yeah. I appreciate you.
The menu looks good.
It does. It does.
It was on our, well, I mean, it's on our, if we're ever in the area and it's convenient sort of thing, but.
The, yeah, we have quite a list of things, like, yeah. If we're in the area and we're hungry at this time.
Mm-hmm.
Here's our go-to list.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would check that out. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. Thank you for the kind words and for the reviews. All right, let's check in with Tracy again.
Hey, Tim and Michelle. Tracy from Baltimore. Just heard the last podcast. Really sorry for the poor quality of my phone call.
It's all right.
I blame AT&T and Apple, but actually I think I should blame United for the poorly timed flight announcement. Anyway, to answer your two questions, one, the place I wasn't very happy with was SW Steakhouse at the Wynn. Mediocre service, mediocre food. The prices had gone way up. Tim, I know you're not a fan of the Frog, but you know some of the other water and light shows are cool. But anyway, just was a little disappointed by it. We're going to put that place on pause for a while. And your other question, yes, Scarpetto at Cosmo is the place with the calamari. It's really good. All the apps on their happy hour menu are really good. We had one that's the like leftover ends of their homemade pasta, but still in some amazing sauce and really tasty. And then lastly, just to throw something else in, a tip if you're trying to get into Delilah's at the Wynn. One of the operators at the Wynn told me to call exactly 30 days out from the date you're trying to get in. That's when they release a couple of the tables. It's still probably only going to be like a 5:30 or 6 p.m. seating, but you can get in and try it. It worked for me. All right, that's all. Thanks for all you do. Cheers.
All right, thanks for the follow-up, and thank you for that tip on Delilah as well. Mm-hmm. That's good to know. I think some people get used to it. I have no problem going early.
We're Midwesterners, so we're like...
Yeah, we go early anyway. Like if we ever were to actually go to a nightclub,
uh-huh.
They're in line like... It opens at 7. We're in line at like 6:40.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of there by 7:15.
By 7:15, that's more like it. Yep. Bed by 9.
Yep. All right. Appreciate that report. One more. Let's check in one more time with Wendy.
Hey, it's Wendy from Illinois, and we're listening to Eric Zanton Trip Report talking about Banger Brewing at... Neonopolis. And you had said that it was the best thing in Neonopolis, and oh my gosh, there's a Denny's there. Denny's is like the best thing ever. So just wanted to put my two cents in there. So thank you so much. Appreciate all that you and Michelle do for the 500 group. So, hey, Max.
Max is sleeping.
Yep.
So, Denny's. I have complex thoughts on Denny's.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about Denny's. I've used Denny's as a punchline before because mm-hmm. of mainly like the, if you're in Las Vegas, why would you eat at Denny's?
Yeah.
Although might not be as bad of an option when waits are long and stuff mm-hmm. like that. I think my issue with Denny's is that we had management meetings there.
Oh,
my old job.
Yeah.
We would meet at Denny's because it was cheap.
And you got the moons over my hammy.
No, I didn't. But I think that that's left a... Yeah.
Yeah.
So if I were to step into a Denny's now, I'd have flashbacks to that era, which wasn't the most fantastic.
Yeah. Ever. Although the Denny's in Neonopolis has a bar.
I think they're remodeling that. I think I just saw they might be closed right now. I think they're remodeling the place, but it's coming back. But maybe it's already reopened, but I know I saw something about a remodel. So yes,
so I'm going to drink and get your drunk food. Same
I'm
going to
stand by my assessment that Banger is the best thing at Neonopolis.
Yes.
Now, would Denny's be number two? Possibly. I haven't been to all the bars and stuff, but most of them will be closed by the next time we're there anyway. Right. I wonder if that movie museum is still open.
I don't know.
Remember that thing that I haven't heard a word about since it opened?
Yeah.
No. Anyway, thank you for the calls. We appreciate it. If you would like to join our callers and chime in with your reviews and thoughts for a future show, call 702-866-9494. We always like to hear from our listeners. All right, we got a couple karma donations before we get out of here. Eric said, I promised a trip report last time and failed. This weekend, I'll see fun things and do fun things. Wait for my call. All right, we will be standing by waiting for your call.
Okay.
Said, love the show and all you do, and wants me again to try his last name. Apparently, I probably butchered that at some point, so I'm going to say Nizamian.
Okay.
Looking at that, do you think I'm close?
I think you're close.
All right. Nick, two teachers done with extreme fuckery of this school year. I would imagine every school year is kind of filled with fuckery, but
the last couple especially. Yeah. Ooh.
Yes. Kudos to you for some work that I would not want.
Oh, man.
That's hard.
In sickness or in health, really.
In sickness or in health. What are these? Do you have to take a teacher vow?
Yeah.
Hoping for the first hand pays in Vegas. Bring on the good karma. Your podcast got us through another school year. Thank you, two tired teachers.
Oh, good luck.
Have a great time. You deserve the break.
Yes.
Hope it's awesome. Stay away from sticky children.
Mm-hmm. Don't go to the Adventure Dome.
Yeah, exactly. Can you imagine that if your teachers, like, that would have to be the worst. I think we're just going to steer clear of Excalibur and Circus this trip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Sasha said she cannot go without making a karma donation. Cannot go gambling without making a karma donation. Thank you for clarifying that. It'd be weird if she just couldn't exist without just going through her day.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I have to give something to Tim and Michelle. Heading to Deadwood because we can't get to Vegas for a while. Hoping to play $5 table games. I hope that works out. I hope they have those for you. And finally, Richard, trip to Cosmo over Memorial Day weekend. So thanks for the podcast. Thank you for your support. We appreciate it. Thank you to all of our supporters, patrons, and karma donators. We do appreciate you. You're awesome. And that's going to do it for this week. As always, 500bymidnight.com is the website. You can send Dear Tim and Michelle questions. I think we have a couple of those, too. One of these days, we'll get caught up on those.
Okay.
500@gmail.com for Dear Tim and Michelle questions. And again, the voicemail line is 702-866-9494. We will be back sometime soon with another show. Not sure if we're going to get one in next week, but sometime in the next couple weeks. Until then, have a lovely, lovely Vegas-y life, and we will talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.